Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Humboldt State University has suspended the men's varsity soccer team for a year following an investigation into a hazing incident that took place at a party 2 weeks ago. President Roland Richmond announced the decision earlier yesterday afternoon. The reaction from the HSU administration has been swift and sure. President Richmond said in a statement, and I quote, "It is vital that our student athletes and our entire campus community understand the seriousness of the situation. Hazing is illegal and is prohibited by the student and student athlete code of conduct. It has no place at our university." Unquote. The school's investigation into the hazing found that excessive alcohol consumption was involved, that underage students were involved as well, although no student needed medical treatment. Players were found to have violated the school's code of conduct as well as the law. Both hazing and underage drinking, they're illegal, and both the HSU Police Department and the Arcata Police were involved in the investigation, although no charges have been filed. HSU will also implement a mandatory and random drug and alcohol testing system for its athletes and expand its programs on educating students about the hazard of hazing. An investigation has been launched into the women's soccer team as well. Reporter Dan Squire covers the story.
The men's soccer team isn't the only HSU athletic squad involved. The school is also investigating the women's soccer team for the same offenses, hazing, excessive alcohol use, and underage drinking. The investigation is tied to the same one that led to the suspension of the men's team, and punishments could range from warnings to expulsion. No member of the men's team was suspended or expelled from school, and there were also no losses of scholarship for the athletes. Athletic Director Dan Collins said that the school won't tolerate these incidents. "We just cannot have this sort of thing happening. It's dangerous and it's unacceptable. I've made it clear to the coaches and players I've talked to, and I'll continue to make that point throughout the year, and we won't accept excuses." Unquote.
The California Highway Patrol and the County Coroner's Office were on the scene of a deadly single-vehicle collision Monday night on Bald Hills Road. A pickup truck driven by 24-year-old Leela Carlson, along with passenger Cassandra Perry, a 17-year-old both of Hoopa, left the roadway and tumbled 400 feet down an embankment before coming to rest in very rugged terrain. Both women were ejected from the vehicle during the collision and suffered fatal injuries during the crash. The pair had left Hoopa sometime in the afternoon or early evening hours on Sunday, and the exact time of the crash has not been determined. The coroner's office has recovered both bodies, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Board of Supervisors heard a sobering and eye-opening report from Tony LaBanca, a senior environmental scientist for the Department of Fish and Game, at yesterday's meeting. LaBanca's presentation highlighted the heavy environmental damage done to the local ecosystem by both legal and illegal marijuana grows on the North Coast. LaBanca pointed out that the water diversion used by growers and the impact that it has on fish stocks, water health, and erosion. He also pointed out the vast amount of water that is diverted each year to water marijuana gardens. LaBanca also focused on the clear-cutting of patches of forest, illegal grading, and poorly engineered water storage tanks, and the damage done to plants and animals at the grow sites. Although the board took no action following the presentation, it did lead to discussion about an unregulated industry and how it can cause severe environmental damage to the North Coast. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce cordially invites you to attend the ribbon-cutting and grand reopening celebration of the Beauty Connection on Henderson Street side of the Eureka Mall. Following the ribbon-cutting, there will be refreshments, drawings, and demonstrations from noon to 5 p.m. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.